We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. Sooner football has been brought to you by Homeland, proud sponsor of Sooner football, and by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU Athletics. Now, this is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
Second and six, Kyler back to pass quickly. Flush to his right, gets out of the pocket, lobs downfield, wide open CD, and he's going to go! It's a touchdown, a 37-yard touchdown pass from Kyler Murray to CD Lamb. He was open by an acre and a half. It is over in Fort Worth, and the Sooners win it today. They improved to 6-1 on the year, 3-1 in the Big 12, with a 52-27 triumph. Whether Brahms is your stop for a burger and ice cream or your weekly trip for groceries from the Fresh Market, Brahms is proud to be a part of your family's tradition. Farm fresh for 50 years. Let's go back down to the field. Final thought from Gabe Eichert before he heads to a wedding. How you doing, Gabe?
Doing well. I think overall, except for that shaky performance in the second quarter, you have to be very pleased with how the defense played. What, gave up 3 points in the second half? Obviously, you know, moving a different direction in defense, a little more attacking style. A lot of guys playing, a lot of substitution, a lot of different personnel groupings. So some positive momentum for that side of the football for Oklahoma. And then you put up 52. Not really much you can complain about, but the most important thing to me offensively, they got back to their identity of a team that can run the football when they want to run the football. They imposed their will up front against the TCU Horned Frogs. And, man, I don't know, 300-plus yards rushing. You can't really complain much about that, boys.
Nice job today, Gabe. Safe travels, buddy.
All right, boys. See you next week.
Go down to the field. Chris Plank is with Lee Morris.
Toby down with Lee Morris. TD Lee, all you do is score TDs. How'd it feel out there today, man?
I felt good. You know, bounce back, you know, get back on track, and you know, now we're on to the next one.
For you, not too far from home. So how did it feel to get a little retribution after that tough trip to Dallas 2 weeks ago?
It felt good to have my family out here, some other family, cousins. So felt good to play well out here with them here.
Long couple of weeks, but how satisfying was this today?
Very, very satisfying.
Do you feel good about where this team is?
Oh, yeah. We're ready to get back on track, and this is the first step, and we've made it.
Congrats on the win, Lee.
Thank you.
Typical Lee Morris performance today. Two catches, two touchdowns. Coach Merv, what'd you think today?
I hated the kickoff coverage. And really, they got two long, long passes back to back. One for a touchdown, the other for almost a touchdown. And really, after that, Toby, they didn't do anything else. Our defense had a real good day, except for kickoff coverage and those two passes. Yep. Everything else was very good. Offensively was fine. I thought that they handled things, you know, pretty well. The wind kind of kept them backed up in that second quarter, and it allowed them those two long passes. Other than that, I thought Oklahoma was in control of the ball game. There was a pile, but I didn't think it was, but yeah. For the most part, it was.
How about this great stat from Stats Kelly? Kevontae Turpin, 216 all-purpose yards in the first half, -4 in the second. He ends the game with 212 all-purpose yards. That's quite a turn of events. Teddy and Rufus, hang on. We're going to take a break. We'll get your thoughts on what happened today when we come back. Sooners win at 52-27. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
Laird Hammonds Laird Law Firm presents the Franchise Coach of the Month.
Respect what it is we're doing here, guys. Nice job, fellas.
Coaches are leaders in our community on and off the field. Each month, the Franchise and Laird Hammonds Laird will select a deserving coach from our list of nominated coaches and present them with a $500 check. To nominate a coach that you feel deserves to be recognized, go to thefranchiseok.com. Look for the Coach of the Month icon, and in 500 words or less, tell us about your nominee.
Wow, look at the big deal outside the stadium. I saw some tents like that over by the duck pond, too. I wonder who put all that together.
Oh, that's from Marianne's Rentals for Special Events. They provide the tents for the Fan Fest outside the stadium for the home games. They can handle any size of gathering.
Oh, really? How about a birthday party?
Yep.
Wedding reception?
Of course.
Company picnic?
Yes, just call them at 751-3100.
Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, huh? I knew I hung around you for a reason. You're pretty bright.
Oh, and I have the season tickets. Marianne's Rentals for Special Events, 751-3100.
With its easy-to-use controls, new smart speed technology, and new turn-on-a-dime maneuverability, the new Toro Time Cutter SS is the perfect zero-turn mower for almost anybody to cut their mowing time in half. The new Toro Time Cutter SS. It may look professional, but anyone can operate it. Visit Bloss Equipment in Tulsa, O'Connor's in Oklahoma City, and Smith Farm and Garden in OKC to learn more.
Hey Sooner fans, Brent Swedley here. You know, before, during, and after a game, you have many restaurant options to choose from. Here at Swedley's, my family and I want to say thank you for continuing to choose us. We're fresh, we're local, and we're world famous. So come check out one of our seven locations today, and be sure to come see us right here at the stadium during the game. We are Swaddley's World Famous Barbecue, where faith, family, and Sooners come together.
Proud sponsor of OU Athletics.
Ladies, it's not just about pink. It's about your health. Early detection saves lives. Let's do this together. Let's take control of our breast health. Let's be an example for our daughters, our sisters, and our friends. Breast Health Network has 4 metro locations, plus they're open on Saturdays. It's not just about pink. It's about your health. Schedule your mammogram at Breast Health Network at OU Medicine today. Learn more at notaboutpink.us.
Pistol formation with Sermon back in the game. Snap to Kyler. Hand off Trey right up the middle, crashing to the one, and he's into the end zone, I believe. Yes, he is. Touchdown. And the Sooners jump back on top.
Sooner fans, be sure to check out Soonersports.com for your chance to win Red River. Well, that game's over. Forget that one. Homecoming right around the corner, Saturday, October 27th against K-State. Be part of the game day experience and purchase your tickets. Call the Athletics Ticket Office today, 405-325-2424, or visit Soonersports.com. Let me make a note. Contact Bob Cunningham. All right, got it. 52-27, the final. Rufus Alexander joins us again. He watched the game from the sidelines. A lot for your I can't wait to get your thoughts. We saw a lot of different things, I think, on defense today out of OU.
Yeah, we did. We saw a lot of different things. I thought they simplified things a lot more. They put guys in different positions, I think, in more natural positions. I think Buki is better off playing closer and playing the slot receiver. Playing Trey Brown, he's a stud at the cornerback position. He did a really good job on Rager towards the end of the game when they tried to take some deep shots to him. I think Khalil Houghton, as well as as well as Robert Barnes, played really well on the back end.
There was another kid. Who got in there? Number 32.
Delarian Turner.
Delarian Turner. He played pretty good when he came in also. So they're trying new guys back then.
We
back
saw
there,
more Ronnie Perkins in. Today.
Ronnie Perkins played well. He had some good get-offs on the ball as well. I mean, the guys were just – they played more in sync. The linebackers were there to knock down a pass in the middle. That was pretty good whenever – I haven't seen some guys run routes for guys as well. I've seen a few times they ran the routes for the TCU guys. That's a positive point. That means they're getting what they're looking at in film, and they're applying it on the field. So that was good to see as well. So, I mean, a lot of positives to take from them. I'm happy about it. You got to tackle better and different things, and you have to make plays when they're there to be made on those interceptions. This game could have been – they could have closed the door in this game a lot sooner. They could have closed it in the first half by making that interception because TCU was reeling. Their offense wasn't in sync. Their defense had their head down. You make an interception pick six, this game is done. The fans are leaving a lot earlier than they did, but you had to come back and fight in the second half, which has been like that in a lot of the games. But they could have shut the door earlier in this game, and it have to be a team that closed people out when they have a chance to.
The most well-protected play-by-play guy in the country. I got a Big 12 Player of the Year and an All-American to my right and a Butkus Award winner to my left. Teddy, your thoughts today?
I agree with a lot of what Rufus said and all of what Rufus said. I'll just add one more thing, and I know Rufus loved this. A lot of four-man front in gaps that D-line was attacking, not a yard off the ball in that two-gap stance where they catch and kind of turkey neck and try and fall off and make plays. We were in a four-man front where those guys were firing off the football, and I thought that was welcomed by the linebackers. And for the – I mean, not even for the most part, totally. What were the final numbers on running yards, rushing yards for TCU?
112.
112 on plenty of carries.
30. So right at their kind of 3.2-yard average again.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that all in all is another really good day for OU defense in the running game. Passing game, Trey Brown had a nice day. Some of those different guys had good days in the secondary covering people. The pass rush was there. I love watching Curtis Bolton in the pass rush. Whenever he's up tough on the line of scrimmage and running those games with those defensive linemen, he's so good at that. And we saw him being impact and a factor in some of those as well.
How about this? You remember what a big storyline was at halftime in this game? Penalties.
Yeah.
That's true. Penalties were bad.
There were no penalties on either team in the second half. No flags.
The first half of the one was, woof, I was like, man.
OU had 8 penalties for 60 yards in the first half. TCU had 2 for 10.
I think one drive they had 3 in a row. Offense had 3.
Killed them. Yeah, the offense kept going backwards. No penalties on either team in the second half.
Second or third and 15 completed, bring it back. third and 20.
It's about as complete of a performance as we've seen. Now,
for special teams.
Yes, I fully understand the special teams problems that we had. I understand the penalty problems that we had. But defensively, you gave up 20 points. You know, the final score is 27, and that's going to go on your average. But that's a kick return for a touchdown.
And short fields.
In short fields where your penalties and special teams put you in a really, really tough spot. So all in all, I think that is – really about as good a performance as you can ask for. Here's what's frustrating. If they make those two interceptions like Rufus is talking about, right. We're talking about this defense is back, baby. We're back. That's the difference. I mean, just a couple of plays where guys have their hands on footballs. If you convert those, completely different narrative.
Those balls were in their hand. Mm. I mean, it was in Khalil Howden's hand. And the other one, I mean, it's like Bookie threw the ball down once he had it in his hands. Like, he caught it and then threw it down like, I can't do that.
Well, the receiver helped him out with that a little bit.
Come on.
He should have had it.
Ted, come on, Ted. Tell him, Ted. That receiver didn't do anything.
Toby had a better view of it than I did.
Did you know that a gift of $40 helps support the daily room and board costs for a student-athlete? Invest in our student-athletes today by calling the Sooner Club, 405-325-8000. Take a break. The postgame thoughts of Lincoln Riley coming up soon. Michigan State has tied up Michigan and East Lansing 7-7 in the third quarter. More of the postgame show coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With game day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly Dilly!
Enjoy responsibly, Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
A wedding is a beautiful thing, as long as it doesn't fall on a Saturday during college football season. Those Saturdays are reserved for the union of two rivals, a celebration of fans coming together to trash talk one another. At Buffalo Wild Wings, we believe that a wedding planner needs to own a football calendar, and our bars are full of beer-drinking, wing-eating fans who agree with us. Unless you're secretly trying to cut down your guest list, then kudos on the great strategy. Buffalo Wild Wings, escape to football. Please drink responsibly.
As a proud sponsor of Sooner Football, Jana King has the playbook to handle all your commercial cleaning needs. From office buildings to stadiums, from hospitals to hotels, Jana King provides daily, weekly, and monthly cleaning to tens of thousands of businesses around the world. Call Jana King of Oklahoma City today at 405-943-5464. That's 405-943-5464. Or visit us at janaking.com.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you. Because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It sucks.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No. Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won? Never doubted him for a minute. What are you doing? We've been drinking. I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. I'm calling my ride to pick us up. Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
Kennedy Brooks around the end, first down, 20 to the 15, to the 10, cuts it up to the 5, and he's in the end zone! It's a touchdown, Sooners! On fourth down, Kennedy Brooks takes it 20.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. That's your OG&E power play of the game today. OG&E is power at the speed of life. Sooners beat the Frogs 52-27. And we go down to the locker room. Chris Plank is with Victoria's head coach Lincoln Riley.
Thanks a lot, Toby. Down here with Lincoln Riley. Coach, congratulations. What a total team performance here today.
It was. It was an emotional win, important win for us. Only really negatives in the game were the penalties, where we gave them some field position opportunities on special teams. But proud of, after we, surrendered the momentum, we got it back and kept it the whole second half. So I'm so proud of the coaches and the players. It's a big-time win.
Yeah, and how about that fight? In some situations, a team that's faced adversity, they might allow this to become a little bit tighter than it was. You guys used that as fuel and stepped on the accelerator.
Yeah, we did. Our kids just made up their mind that they were going to fight no matter what happened. When you do that, good things happen.
Trey Brown, a game ball. Emotional week. Yeah. That had to be pretty special to see him not only play the way that he did, but be able to give him a game ball.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a hard week for him, obviously, going through something that it's hard for anybody to imagine hasn't been through it. So we're here with him. Thankful he was here and certainly thinking of his sweet mama.
I know no real easy way to segue, but two final questions. How did Ruffin feel afterwards? How did you feel about the job he and Coach Coach Diaco did. Coach Diaco getting a game ball with Ruffin today,
yeah, I mean,
too.
The whole defense, you saw that out there today. The way they played, limited TCU all day, you know, really other than some of the special teams field position. They did a tremendous job. Coaches did a great job. Players did a great job. Really proud of those guys.
17 straight road wins. This team doesn't lose back-to-back games. It's about this program, but it's also about the character of this team, isn't it?
It is. A lot of guys here that care about this program, care about this team, and we're going to continue to get better.
Congrats on the win, Coach.
All right, thanks, Chris.
I'm going to up Chris one. 18th straight true road win for OU today. 16th straight Big 12 road win. They still have not lost a road game since they lost right here to TCU back in 2014, 1,477 days ago.
So you do not want to play OU after a loss.
Or on the road.
On the road.
The second longest road winning streak in the country right now is 7. UCF and Troy have both won 7 straight road games. OU's now at 18. And, yeah, you mentioned following a loss. That's now 39 straight wins coming off a loss. They haven't lost back-to-back regular season games since 1999. We'd like to thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Coca-Cola, OU Medicine, and Devon Energy. The University of Oklahoma Athletics is one with you. Quick break. More post-game coverage from OU's 52-27 win over TCU next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hallmarks of Sooner football have always been drive, determination, and winning the right way. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. We practice those same winning traditions in the courtroom working for you. For personal injury, workers' comp, family law, or criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird is your championship team.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit lhllaw.com today.
Pizza Hut has complete coverage for your game day needs. For your tailgate or watch party, feed your team with one of Pizza Hut's big dinner boxes for only $19.99. Start with 2 oven-fresh medium one-topping pizzas. Then add either 5 breadsticks or your choice of pasta or delicious wings. Or go wild and add a third medium one-topping pizza. Remember, when the Sooners win, you win with buy one, get one large free pizza on Sunday and Monday following the game using online code SoonersWin. Get more details at Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners.
What does dinner time sound like in your home? A little slicing? A little sautéing? How about a little saving? When you cook with an energy-efficient natural gas range, you'll save time and money, making dinner time better spent. Better performance with superior temperature control and better savings with lower energy bills and up to $200 in rebates. Make dinner time better spent. Visit OklahomaNaturalGas.com/rebates.
I'm Leslie. Our youngest daughter, Ella, was diagnosed with epilepsy when she was 5. Ella was having up to 200 seizures a day. We spent years traveling across the U.S. to meet with epilepsy neurologists to find the right treatment for Ella. With the support of these professionals, in January, we added Colorado Cure CBD oil from CBD Plus USA to her daily medications. Today, Ella is a thriving 12-year-old and now seizure-free. If you or someone you love would like to know more information on the health benefits of CBD, I hope you will go to CBDPlusUSA.com to find a location near you.
Third Eye Blind. Live in concert. The Showplace Theatre at Riverwind, Saturday, December 29th. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. The EP, Thanks for Everything, is available everywhere now. There's more at thirdeyeblind.com.
If your heating or air goes out, I know you'll call Air Comfort Solutions. But did you know they now provide plumbing services? Gary England here with my friend Jason White telling you about Air Comfort Solutions, reliable plumbing services now accessible to you and me.
That's right, Gary. We now have trained professional plumbers on call to help you with everything from busted pipes to clogged drains.
It sounds like to me Air Comfort Solutions is a one-stop shop.
They certainly are. Call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740. That's 721-3740.
Snap to Murray. Hand off again. Brooks over the right side. First down to the 50. Cuts left. 45, 40. They're not going to get him down the middle. 20, 15. Makes a cut down to the 10, and they did get him from behind inside the 10-yard line. It'll be first and goal. The University of Oklahoma and Sooner Sports Properties would like to thank our concession partners, Swadley's, Chick-fil-A, Frito-Lay, Pizza Hut, Johnsonville, Nacho Express, French's, and Kona Ice. Sooner fans, be sure to catch Coach's Corner presented by Riverwind Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and the Sooner Sports Radio Network and Sooner Sports TV. 52-27, Sooners win it today here in Fort Worth. Toby Rowland back with you with Teddy Lehman, Rufus Alexander, and Merv Johnson. All right, guys, the number one complaint about the OU defense, or OU in general, has been missed tackles. Tackling. How'd they do today?
A lot better. It was a lot better. They didn't give up a bunch of those big plays where the guy at the point of attack misses and there's no one there to clean it up. For the most part, I thought it was good. And more so than missed tackling is the yards after contact, where the first guy's there, gets him, but the runner's able to drive forward for 4 or 5 yards. Didn't see many of those. They were still out there. There's a couple of them out there. There's no doubt about that, but much more limited than what we've seen in the last, you know, several weeks.
Yeah, I have to agree with Ted. And one other thing is some of those old habits did creep their way back in a few times. Where with the deep pass that's going out there, not being lined up and being aware of what the situations and stuff sometimes. But for the most part, I'm happy. But like Ted said, on some of those tackles, and it's a little small technique stuff, but they have some great film to build up on, and that's what you want to do, build up on good film, and they got that today.
I thought that they basically they had those two long balls right there that really turned the gap right after, not long after, they'd gotten that field kickoff return against them. That's 21 points right there. There wasn't anything else much happened in their favor. I tell you something that I think really helped them today, the young safety, Turner Yale, they thought he was sensational in 2 days, and he got hurt. Mm-hmm. And he's been out of action for quite a while. And if he's full healthy, he is pretty good.
Yeah.
He's a big hitter. I remember seeing his high school tape when he signed, and he was clobbering people. Not that necessarily always means something in college, but he's a very aggressive player, and it'll be interesting to see if he helps.
And my only other complaint is they need to get pressure on the four-man guys. They have to start figuring out a way or find a guy that could bring pressure and be a guy that somebody has to attend or count for. Because right now, if we play against a good offensive line, I think we're going to struggle to get there, and the quarterback can sit in the pocket and be as comfortable as he wants to be. And that'd be my biggest complaint with the defense right now.
Michael Collins came in, kind of changed the game for a little bit there, Teddy, for them. He did end the game, though, 7 of 17 passing with 7 straight incompletions. I guess on the TV broadcast they showed that he had hurt his hand a little bit at some point there in the second half. But he was 4 of 5. I think he completed 6 of his first 7, and then he only completed, what would that be, 1 of his last 10? So they really settled in against him, or he was hurt, or both.
Well, I mean, and Coach pointed this out, and I think it's exactly right. If what was their total yards? 275?
Yes.
Yep.
275. Well, how much of that came in the Turpin tunnel screen and the deep ball to Rager? I mean, that's a huge chunk right there of their total yardage for the entire game came on two big plays that they had. So, I mean,
one was for a touchdown, too, wasn't it?
Those were two touchdown plays.
But I mean, it was a touchdown then. Didn't the other one give them long yardage, or did they both score?
They both scored.
Yeah, and what was also good about it, though, some of those incompletions were contested throws.
Yep.
I mean, Trey Brown, I think, knocked down 3 of them. One was a slant, 2 were 2 deep balls. Those were contested throws. I like those incompletions. It wasn't just a bad ball. The first quarterback that was in, the Robertson kid, he was awful from the start of the game, and he just didn't give his guys a chance. And the Collins kid gave his receivers a chance. Our defensive backs were there in coverage. They played tight. You had to be perfect with the throws, and you contested some of the throws that were good throws. So you have to love and appreciate the change in that aspect as well.
Sooner football brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change. An oil change so fast, you don't even have to get out of the car. You got one more segment in your room?
Yes, I do.
Or you need to get going? Sooners win at 52-27. Back to the locker room with more post-game thoughts from the Sooners next. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
At Landers Auto Group of Norman, we never underestimate the heart of a champion because we know what it takes to be one of the best. Hard work, time, the drive to compete, the will to win. Whether you're in a dealership or on the football field, you've got a job to do. And no matter what, you get it done. So get ready, Sooner Nation, because here we go.
Landers Auto Group of Norman. Driving tradition. Proud partner of Sooner Athletics.
For many families, the list of to-dos and fix-up projects can pile up. So can debt and unexpected expenses. How are you supposed to save up to get it all done? Maybe you already have. With your home equity, all you need is a home equity loan with a great rate and great service from the experts at Communication Federal Credit Union. Now, you're ready to cross some things off your list. Communication Federal, connecting with you. Restrictions may apply. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Bad things happen. It's part of the game. This is Chris Hammonds, captain of the 2000 National Championship team and partner of the law firm Laird Hammonds Laird. When you turn to the courts to right a wrong in your life, choose a team that won't fumble your case. From personal injury to family law to criminal defense, Laird Hammonds Laird has the right game plan.
Call Laird Hammonds Laird at 405-703-4567 or visit LHLlaw.com today.
Hey, Jason, I keep hearing about Air Comfort Solutions Energy Savings Agreement. Talk to me about that.
Well, Gary, it's pretty simple. Those who have signed up for an energy savings agreement have access to 2 tune-ups a year, a 1-inch air filter, 2 maintenance visits each year, priority customer same-day service, no waiting, and 15% discount on any repairs.
I got to tell you, that sounds like an amazing deal. Write it down. How do I sign up?
All you have to do is call Air Comfort Solutions at 721-3740 and ask about our energy savings agreement.
Here we go, friends. It's Steve with Backstage Limo. Wedding times, rehearsals, dinners, venue, all set. Oh no, we need transportation. No worries. Let us create the stress-free atmosphere to end the event that begins your life together. We have free airport transfer the next day with a 4-hour booking. Backstage Limo. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, 405-590-2452. BackstageLimo.net, 405-590-2452.
You've reached the voicemail of Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, my man, it's your favorite sports agent, Gabe. Listen, I may have ever so slightly dinged your side mirror pulling out of your driveway. Give me a shout. Bad news, your side mirror is broken. Good news, the other dents are so bad you won't even notice the mirror. Ciao.
Hey, Aaron, Patrick with State Farm here. Sounds like we have ourselves another Gabe situation. No worries, though. State Farm's got you covered.
For agents who are there for you, go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Empty set here. Snap to Kyler. Looks right. Throws quickly. Caught Lee Morris. All he does is score touchdowns. Into the end zone. Lee Morris.
That's your Pizza Hut delivery of the game. When OU wins, you win free pizza. Go to Soonersports.com/Pizza Hut for more details. Down to the locker room, Chris Plank with Robert Barnes.
All right, thanks a lot, Toby. Down here with Robert Barnes. Take me through how it felt out there, man.
It felt great. I mean, it was good to just be out there balling with my brothers. I mean, as a DB unit, I'm going to speak for that. We kind of went through something that a lot of units don't really expect to go through, and that was burying one of our teammates and one of our brothers' mother. We actually, it was seven of us that held her casket out there, and I think that burnt a new fire inside of us just to know that, to know that one of our brothers was going through something like that, and it just gave us a little extra to fight for today.
For you, how good did it feel finally being 100%, getting out there and just cutting it loose?
It felt great. I mean, throughout this whole process, my biggest thing has just been keeping my faith, staying in my Bible, just knowing that it was all going to work itself out as long as I kept going out there, competing to the best of my ability, and just keep my faith. It was all going
to
work out.
Hey, final thought. I know you got a lot of media to talk to, but what did it kind of mean to set the tone? We deferred. They got the ball, and you guys went out and forced a punt. That had to feel pretty good to set the tone for this game.
I mean, as a defense, there's nothing more you could ask for. To go out there, get a 3-and-out, just exactly like you said, set that tone, show them that it's going to be a long game for them. It's going to be 4 quarters of fast football, aggressive football.
Hey, man, congrats on the win. It's good to talk to you.
Thank you.
First start today this year for Robert Barnes. And Rue, I know you need to run. What's your takeaway?
My takeaway, I think putting Robert Barnes back there and seeing him play on the back end, that's encouraging. I've been waiting to see that young man play.
Bigger body back there.
Bigger body, a guy that can, you know, if he can hit, he's a really good guy back there. I think putting Buki in the right position at a nickel position was really good as well. That's encouraging, like the way he played. I'm still concerned about our defensive line not being able to get pressure. I love Brooks in the backfield. Man, the guy can run the ball. He's a straight ahead guy. I think he fits the offensive line a lot better than Trey Sermon does. Not taken away from his talent. I just think he's just a one cut downhill guy, and the offensive line play well. I mean, Murray, there's nothing else you can say about Kyler Murray, but the guy is awesome. I mean, he's electric, and some of the plays, I was down there with by some of the NFL scouts, and they were just like, wow, that guy's quick as a cat. Oh, my gosh. And, I mean, all they can do is rave about the guy, the NFL scouts down there, and about he and Marquise Brown and CD Lamb. All they kept going was like, oh, my gosh, those guys are so fast. So it's not very many things you can complain about with those guys.
I hate to be the one to disagree with you, but Kennedy Brooks came into today averaging 12.8 yards a carry. Today, only 9.3 yards a carry. So a bit of a down day.
A down day for
No, I mean, honestly, yeah. We were talking during one of the commercial breaks up here. I feel like we kind of saw one of those games today where you go, like, I remember the first time that Mixon or P. Ryan had a game or Rodney Anderson, you're like, oh, you've got something here. You know, we wondered that about Kennedy. We haven't seen him very much when it matters, and today you saw him when it matters, and you're like, oh, you've got him another back.
Yeah, and it was like we've been saying, they need that home, that guy that's just the guy that can just take it over from the get-go. And Rodney Anderson was that guy, never fell back and got a lot of negative yards. He always either fell for it for one or two, 3 yards, and then he ends up breaking one and breaks the defense down. He always drops his pad level. He always plays straight ahead. And Ted can attest to this. You don't want to tackle a guy where you're tackling shoulder pads and knee pads all game long. Nope. You start ducking your head for that. And I think Trey Sermon, he just a lot of times plays straight up and dance around and doesn't hit that first hole. So I like the way Brooks came in there and ran the ball. He's going to be a fabulous back.
All right, good stuff, man. Safe travels.
We'll see you next week. One more segment, Rufus?
No, Ted, no.
Sooner fans, be sure to catch Sooner Football 2018 with Lincoln Riley, presented by Integris Heart Hospital. Log on to Soonersports.com for airtimes on Sooner Sports TV. Ah, Michigan into the end zone. We didn't want to see that. Sooners win at 52-27. Carson Meyer coming up next. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Hey, Sooner fans. Leave the Hail Marys for the game and go for a sure thing when it comes to satisfying your craving. When you pick up Raising Cane's for game day, all you have to worry about is the score, because we've got the food covered. With hand-battered, cooked-to-order, always fresh, never ever frozen chicken fingers, craveable cane sauce, and jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, proud sponsor of Sooner Athletics. One love.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OUguide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OUguide and get back to living fully.
T&W Tire, family owned and operated for 30 years. T&W has a great reputation as the go-to tire experts in Oklahoma. Rely on us for all your tire and service needs. We work on trucks, farm equipment, RVs, as well as cars, allowing owners to find great tires they need at affordable prices. See your local T&W Tire for all your tire and service needs.
When you hear commitment, you think of the crimson and cream. When I hear commitment, I think of the servicemen and women who serve us daily. That's why we've teamed up with Patriot Ford to honor a Patriot of the Game every home game this season. Go online to nominate your Patriot of the Game today. No one beats OU when it comes to commitment. And when it comes to service, no one beats Patriot Ford. Nominate your Patriot of the Game today at patriotford.com/hero.
Don't let winter storms stop your forward progress. Our Oklahoma Electric Cooperative starting linemen work hard to restore power during times of heavy ice and snow accumulation. But having a winter survival kit on hand is a smart idea. If an outage occurs, you should plan for an alternate heating source like a fireplace, propane space heater, or wood-burning stove. After all, the best offense is a strong defense. Your trusted energy advisor, Oklahoma Electric Cooperative.
Saving your time at Homeland.
Hey, OU fans, want to make your OU watch party extra special? Serve your guests Red River Ranch Angus Beef, Oklahoma's only certified tender beef. Whether you're having a cookout or a family meal at home, mouth-watering Red River Ranch Angus Beef has the great taste you'd expect from Oklahoma's own award-winning beef. Shop local. Shop Homeland. Homeland, official supermarket of Oklahoma football.
Good to be home.
Snap to Murray. Hands it behind him to Sermon across the 35. Wow. Steps out of a tackle to the 30, and he's down to the 27. Kyler never looked back at Trey Sermon. He handed it with his left hand behind his back to Sermon, who carried it.
Listening to the Bud Light postgame show, official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
Thank you, Michael Dean. Nissan knows game day is all about the game-winning drive. So Rogue has available technologies that'll help make the day's best drive getting to the stadium. Nissan, a proud supporter of college athletics. 52-27, Sooners win today on the road in Fort Worth. And we go back down to the locker room. Chris Plank with fullback Carson Meyer. He had a touchdown today.
Hey, first of all, I noticed the right ankle got a little taped up early. You feeling okay? Everything good?
Yeah, I'm feeling great. I mean, basketball playing high school, I'm used to getting a little ankle banged up, you know, so it's nothing. You just throw some tape on it and keep going.
Hey, take me through the touchdown. How did it feel? Kind of what was working out there for you?
The previous two plays, you know, we went down hard on the run, so this play I knew what I was doing. I had to sell the run hard, sold it, saw the backer bite, came out the side, and Kyler actually wasn't looking at me at first. I had to throw my hands up and yell his name. Sure enough, his head popped right over, and he came with me on the sideline.
Did you say my name?
Yeah. Yeah, so.
That's awesome. Does it feel better to have the touchdown, or did it feel better to block and open up those holes like you were able to do?
You know, as a fullback tight end, I mean, I love blocking. It's what I do. Obviously, it's fun getting the touchdown, getting some of the credit every once in a while, but blocking, that's what I've done my whole life. It's what I'm comfortable with, and I love doing it. Especially TCU has some of the best defensive ends, and, I mean, I've been excited all week getting to go against 15-91. I was kind of wishing I would have had a chance to get on them a little bit more, but yeah, I love blocking. So
long 2 weeks, but how nice was it to finally get out there and put out performance like this?
It was great, especially seeing some of the teams lose that we needed to lose in order to accomplish what we want to accomplish. I mean, that just energized us that much more. We wanted to get right back out there, and this week couldn't come fast enough.
Congrats, man.
Appreciate it.
Second touchdown of the year for Carson Meyer today. Let's pause 10 seconds for station ID. This is Sooner Football from Learfield. Toby Rowland, Teddy Lehman, Merv Johnson back with you in the booth after a 52-27 OU win today. And fellas, it's time for our Mid-First Bank Player of the Game. Coach, who you got today?
Running back in the second half, it was running over people.
Kennedy Brooks?
Yeah.
You impressed by him today?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
For you?
Looks pretty good, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Teddy, who you like?
Well, he's something we really hadn't had since our boy got hurt back in the second game. We haven't had somebody that stomps on him and runs over him and puts his hand down and comes back up and keeps going.
Yeah, he's tough. He's physical. He's strong. I got no problems giving him the player of the game. I will say this. You can always go with Kyler Murray. He's always very deserving as well. What was he, 19-24, over 200 yards, 4 touchdowns?
Yep.
Not to mention what he does on the ground. And his yardage on the ground isn't always eye-popping, but those runs that he has are always super critical.
Yep.
They come in big spots when they absolutely need a conversion.
And who knows how many yards the threat of him
sure
accounts for in the course of a game. I wonder going forward if we don't see Kennedy Brooks and Trey Sermon used in the same way we saw Rodney Anderson and Trey Sermon used. By the way, we should say it appears Trey Sermon is okay. He took a blow there in the fourth quarter. We were worried about his knee. The reports we've gotten from the sidelines and everything seem to be positive that he's okay. But I wonder if he doesn't revert back to kind of a fourth quarter put away guy here, if Kennedy Brooks is going to be good for him.
He may. And, you know, Lincoln tends to just go with the hot hand a lot of times. So maybe it's one game that Kennedy Brooks is hot and he'll get the bulk of the carries and Sermon will come in and finish it off. Or Sermon's hot and he's getting some good runs and he'll come in. And
well, you get a guy out there, too, that was going second half when he came out. Some of those runs are brutal,
yeah,
and exhausting. And you give them ball four or five more times, he's very average. You know, two or three, get somebody else or throw a ball a time or two.
I mean, it's definitely a benefit that we have that very few other teams in college football have, to go to two or even three guys and get that type of physical downhill play. So just to keep a guy fresh, like Coach says, give him a burst of three, four carries, and get another guy in there.
To lose a guy the caliber of Rodney Anderson and have two guys the caliber of those two young men, Oklahoma is blessed, that's for sure. MidFirst Bank, premier partner of OU Athletics and your exclusive home for the OU debit and credit cards. Visit midfirst.com/Sooners for details. MidFirst Bank is true to your money. We'll take a break. Trey Norwood coming up next, and we'll take a look at the final stats in this one coming up. This is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 918-257-3813. That's 257-3813. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank, so apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
It's time to pursue your dreams and finish what you've started. It's a new chance at life, at your career, at achieving your goals. It's about tradition, being part of something bigger, a degree to be proud of, a degree from the University of Oklahoma. OU Extended Campus. It's online, on site, on your schedule. Become the tradition with OU Extended Campus. Visit pacs.ou.edu.
Today at Whataburger, we're cooking the sweet and spicy bacon burger.
You can't beat it. It's hot, it's fresh.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is my all-time favorite.
I love this burger. It's just perfect.
Two beef patties, two different types of cheese, caramelized onions. My favorite thing about this burger is the sweet and spicy pepper sauce and the bacon.
The sweet and spicy bacon burger is an all-time favorite at Whataburger.
That's happiness.
Football has been brought to you by OG&E, power at the speed of life. OU Extended Campus, degrees online, on campus, on your schedule. Become the tradition. And by Shelter Insurance. Ask an agent about how Shelter's auto policy includes roadside assistance. Learn more at shelterinsurance.com. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show.
10-yard gain, first down, back to pass, Kyler, goes across the middle, caught, Lee Morris, all he does is score touchdowns! Lee Morris into the end zone again from 27 yards out! OU students live on campus in the most convenient housing with the best location and the most floor plans. Live OU. Go to ou.edu/liveou and sign up for more information. 52-27. Sooners a winner today in Fort Worth. Back down to the locker room. Chris is with Trey Norwood.
Toby Downer with Trey Norwood. Boy, what a performance overall for this defense. You guys were really inspired. You're motivated. I know it was an emotional week for, you know, Trey and everything you guys went through, but how'd it feel to finally get back out there?
Felt great, you know what I mean? It's been agonizing, you know what I mean, that last game. So these last 2 weeks, we've just been going hard in practice and, I mean, making sure we're focused and getting ready for TCU. And this week was kind of a tough week, especially for, you know, for our brother Trey, but we just wanted to come out here today and play for him and put it all on the line for him.
Hey, take me through. You know, they have closers in baseball. Parnell's kind of becoming the closer there in the secondary, isn't he?
It's almost every game thing for him. That might be his nickname now, the closer. You know what I mean? Comes down to that last play. You can expect Piedmont to make that play. So I'm just proud of him, proud of this defense as well.
Hey, one final quick one for me, Trey. What was different? What did it feel different? Was anything different this week, obviously, with Ruff and seeing Diaco down there?
My biggest thing was I feel like everybody was having fun. You know what I mean? I feel like everybody was playing loose, playing their game and just having fun. That's the main thing, you know what I mean, staying locked in, focused. But at the end of the day, making plays and having fun with your brothers. And I feel like that's something that we've been doing.
You got something, man.
Thank you.
We've heard a couple of players refer to emotional week for Trey. If you didn't see or hear, Trey Brown's mother had passed away, I believe it was late last week, and she was laid to rest earlier this week. So that is what they are referring to there. 52-27, Sooners win. Here's a look at your final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Mex. Teddy and Coach, if you hear something you want to jump in on, please do. First downs today, Sooners had 26 to TCU's 12. Yards, OU ran it for 323 rushing yards, 213 passing, 72 plays, 536 yards today. You know, OU came in, I think they were next to last in the country in offensive plays per game. They were averaging right around 58 plays a game. Got 72 off today, Coach. That's a little better.
That helps.
It helps, huh?
If you're making the right amount of yardage.
For TCU, 112 on the ground, 163 through the air. Frogs only 55 plays for 275 yards. No penalties for either team in the second half. OU ended the day 8 for 60. TCU just 2 for 10. Massive time of possession advantage for OU today. First time all year they have won the TOP battle. OU had the ball for 37 minutes and 4 seconds. TCU 22 minutes and 56 seconds. Third down's not good for either team. OU 3 of 12. TCU 4 of 14. Sooners a perfect 3 of 3, though, on fourth down. Individual numbers, Kyler, 19 of 24 passing, 213 yards, 4 touchdowns, no picks. He was sacked once. CeeDee Lamb, 0 for 1. They tried that trick play, and he ended up throwing the ball away. Big day on the ground, Kennedy Brooks, 18 carries, 168 yards rushing. He had a touchdown. Trey Sermon carried it 17 times for 111 yards. And Kyler Murray, 9 for 59. 2 touchdowns for Trey Sermon, by the way. CeeDee Lamb, 5 catches, 91 yards and a score. Marquise Brown did not get in the end zone today. 5 catches, 41 yards. No touchdowns. He, a little gimpy after a first-half ankle injury, it looked like. Grant Calcaterra, Teddy, 3 catches, 20 yards, and some tough catches today.
They were. One of them was behind him, and he kind of wrestled it away. It was an awkward throw in tight coverage. You know, they tried to hide him a couple of times there to get him free on a linebacker or safety that was down in the box, and he made some nice competitive catches.
Lee Morris, 2 catches, 36 yards, 2 touchdowns. Lee Morris now 12 career catches, 8 career touchdowns.
It's unbelievable. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen from anyone.
Mark Andrews was like that for a while.
Right.
Early in his career, seemed like every catch was a I don't know that it wasn't like this. It's amazing. Kenneth Murray, 11 tackles, leading the way for OU. For TCU, Sean Robinson started the game at quarterback, just went 3 of 8 passing for 21 yards. Michael Collins came in. He was 7 of 17, 142 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick, was sacked once. On the ground, Collins, the backup quarterback, was their leading rusher today. 7 carries, 36 yards. Alana Lua carried it 11 times for 34. Anderson, 6 for 32. And Kevontae Turpin had a big day. He was their only receiver that had more than one catch. He had 5 for 62 and a score. Of course, he had the big 99-yard kickoff return for a touchdown as well. Ty Summers, their leading tackler, with 10. I believe that now gives him 310 career tackles.
Well, he had one that he didn't make, and that's the one where Trey Sermon bowled right over the top of him.
Final stats brought to you by Taco Mayo Fresh Mex, fresh ingredients built to order. We'll take a break. Head back down to the Sooner locker room next. OU wins it today 52-27. This is Sooner football from Learfield.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan. Choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Lindsey Buckingham, live in concert. The Showplace Theater at Riverwind, Friday, November 9th. With very special guest, J.S. Ondara. Get tickets now at riverwind.com. Lindsey Buckingham, performing hits spanning his entire career. Check more at lindseybuckingham.com.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
If you purchase nachos anywhere but Taco Mayo, you may be suffering from soggy chip syndrome. Look for these telltale symptoms. Gleefully gobbling nachos the consistency of a wet noodle. Literally drinking tortilla chips through a straw. And a dreadful case of crunch envy.
Hey, come on, man.
If you've been exposed to soggy chip syndrome, relief is here. Introducing the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. 7 heavenly layers of dip with a side of crispy, crunchy chips. Queso, tomato, sour cream, cheddar jack cheese, and jalapenos piled atop a mountain of refried beans and seasoned beef. Your chips stay high and dry on the side, so they don't sag and drag. If you've had it with flippity, flappity nachos, treat your taste buds to the glory of the Big Dipper. Now just $4.49. Crunchier, munchier, the Big Dipper from Taco Mayo. My, oh my.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, Sooner football has been brought to you by MidFirst Bank, exclusive home of the OU Visa debit and credit card. State Farm, talk to an agent today at 800-STATE-FARM. And by Taco Mayo, fresh ingredients built to order. This is the Bud Light Postgame Show. You can send your questions to AskSooners at OU.edu or tweet them to at OU on the air. It's time to talk Sooner football.
Sooners trying to make the Frogs punt from deep in their own territory here. Buzzy showing blitz. All alone in the backfield. Collins back to pass. Twits up front. And he's hit. And he's dropped. Buzzy got him. It's a sack. The first one today for the Oklahoma defense, and it comes at a great time at the end of the third quarter.
Buzzy Bolton, big play as the Sooners win today by a final score of 52-27. Welcome back to the Bud Light Postgame Show. Along with Teddy Lehman and Coach Merv Johnson, I'm Chris Blank. Toby Rowland will rejoin us coming up in moments, and we have a ton more from the locker room, including CeeDee Lamb, Kenneth Murray, and Ruff McNeil. But a moment ago, Jessica Cootie from Sooner Sports TV was able to catch up with Trey Brown. Trey didn't do media afterwards, but Jess caught up with him on the field. And the first question,
basically how excited were they? How much were they, I guess the term would be, chomping at the bit to get on the field today?
I mean, we've been ready for like 2 weeks. You know, we knew this was a big game for us. We knew we had to respond from the last game, and it showed today.
What was kind of the message, the mentality for the defense in the second half? You hold them to just a field goal.
I mean, we gave up some points. You know what I'm saying? We had to keep the points down. We were talking about it. We got to keep our effort up, and we got a second half, so we got to keep fighting. We got to keep pushing.
What about for you personally, with everything you went through to get the start today, first one of the season, how much did that mean to you?
I mean, it meant a lot, you know, playing for my mom who just passed not too long ago, and I was doing it for her. It kept her in my heart, so she really helped me get through it all and being able to come out here and play today.
How much has this team kind of helped you, being there for you through everything? What has that done to help you get through all of it?
That really helped me a lot. That showed me I have, like, another family, you know, and they really are family. And so I was just glad to be back here because I know those are my brothers, and they're going to have my back for whatever. And they really carry me.
You could sense, guys, that it was emotional for Trey. But, Coach, you've been part of this staff for years. Teddy, you were on championship teams. Coach, I'll start with you. When they say a family atmosphere, they truly mean it. And Trey Brown needed that this week.
Yeah, in a sense, he probably did. But I tell you, you know, his mother would have wanted him to be here, and exactly. He knew that. And in spite of the pain that it existed, that's where he felt like he should be.
Yeah, and he fought through it, Ted. I thought he had a pretty good game. I know they gave up, one pass on his side of the field, maybe one big play, but for the most part, a lot of fans clamoring to see Trey Brown, to see six out there, and I thought he performed well today.
He did. He's tough. He's physical. And, you know, he understands route concepts really well. You can tell, you know, whenever you see corners running routes for wide receivers, they're not doing that because they're guessing. They're not doing that because they're so athletic or their footwork's great. They're doing it because they understand the situation, they understand the formation, the down and distance, and they know what the offense is about to throw at them.
What was really amazing, and I just got back from the locker room. The Sooners have already left. They got on the buses, and they're heading home.
Get out of here.
It was probably one of the most, and this is by no means anything negative. It was, hey, we're getting on the bus. We're heading back. We're going to start prepping for Kansas State. So they were getting out of here as soon as possible. But they leave here, I think, with a ton of confidence, Coach.
Oh, yeah.
Not only this was part of the challenge that Lincoln Riley had, and he talked about in our post-game interview, but there was an opportunity in this game where the home team started to rally, and they put themselves tight to you, and despite your great start that you had, this team never folded out here today.
Well, they had three bad things happen to them. They ran a kickoff back for a touchdown, and they had two bombs. Other than that, it was pretty normal, but that certainly, when you were ahead by three touchdowns and all of a sudden you're fighting for your life, you do get concerned. But they kept their poise and got the right plays called, and the second half was theirs.
Sooners had 200-yard rushers today, Ted. That's the first time that's happened since Baylor of last year, whenever Abdul Adams and Trey Sermon. There was no update on Trey Sermon in the locker room, nor do I think there'll be one. I mean, Sats Kelly and I were laughing whenever you look at the depth chart heading into this game. It had Sermon 1 and Marcellus Sutton 2, and Kennedy Brooks wasn't even on it. So that's at least what they gave to the media as of the Texas game. But Coach talked about the big play and the big kick return, but how about field position? Ted, they always seem to be, and you can hear the police escort for the Sooners as we speak, TCU had great field possession all day long, and that's tough to overcome.
It is, and credit that defense again, 27 total points on the scoreboard. They gave up three touchdowns. Two of them were two touchdowns were on two big plays. So, yeah, I mean, they got put in a bad position. Penalties and the kicking game stuff, the kick return for a touchdown, and then some of the punt return stuff and kickoff return stuff, put them in a bad spot, gave TCU a short field, which, you know, is admirable whenever you consider those things for the defense. Now, you have to look at it in the whole team, the team view, and say, well, that can't happen. But as a defense, whenever it does happen, I think the results that they put up today are pretty good.
Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents are clean and cleaning methods are used along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. And Bank of Oklahoma, long live your money. Well, guys,
A lot more from the locker room still to come. You'll hear from CeeDee Lamb and the captain, Kenneth Murray Jr., all right around the corner. Oklahoma wins it today by a final score of 52-27. Toby Rowland rejoins us next from Amon G. Carter Stadium. The Sooners victorious. They're 6-1 on the season. And this is Sooner football from Learfield.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
Oh, how can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
They do. I'm one happy camper.
Maybe that's the reason so many people come to Shelter for their car insurance. We have great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. To find an agent near you, go to shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers
and an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
It sucks.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Case & Associates welcomes a new addition to the family, Stonehorse Crossing, our new luxury apartment community, now pre-leasing. You can lease today and receive $1,000. It features two different styles and includes designer-inspired amenities, plus a resort-style pool, 24-hour fitness center, grill and chill areas, and a dog park for the furry friends. Don't wait. Call today. Check out the brand new Stonehorse Crossing, just north of Quail Springs Mall in OKC.
The legendary steel brand in your hands for less than $200. That's awesome.
Real power, real value. That's real steel. Right now, save $60 on the MS250. Now only $299.99. Get to your steel dealer today. Visit steeldealers.com. All prices DSRP. Available at participating dealers.
STEM education is fundamental to growing Oklahoma's future economy, and Devon is proud to partner with the University of Oklahoma and the OU Innovation Hub to inspire our next generation of leaders. Encouraging their ingenuity will help us shape our future and improve our way of life. Devon Energy. Commitment runs deep.
Everywhere you go, your health is connected to you, so it's important to choose the right health insurance provider. Whether you need coverage for your family or just yourself, we've got you covered. When you choose Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma, you can focus on what really matters in life. Go with Blue.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Sermon in, break for Brooks. Three wides, first and 10 from the 33 of the Frogs. Kyler's got it, handoff again. Sermon this time makes a cut to the 30. 25 has room, 20, splits defenders to the 10, outside, and the minister is into the end zone. Preach! 33-yard touchdown run for Trey Sermon.
You're listening to the Bud Light Postgame Show, the official sponsor of Oklahoma Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly.
We'll let Toby catch his breath for one more segment. You guys are right here by the speakers. Oh, my word. This thing was booming. How's the hearing going over here so far today, Teddy? I mean, my goodness.
It's okay.
Coach.
It's all right.
They don't mess around over here, but they also don't mess around. They have cleared this place out in a heartbeat. The Sooners are gone as well, too. So gave me an opportunity to get back up to the press box with some of our post-game interviews that we had. I had a chance to sit down with Kenneth Murray real quick and just ask him what was the key today, because in my mind, I saw a defense that was flying around. Here's Kenneth Murray.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I feel like, you know, coach put in a great game plan for us, and we just went out there executing it with great effort and stuff like that. So I feel like the coaches, they were happy with the way that we played. So I feel like it's some stuff that we still can work on, but, you know, definitely a great day today.
You're a leader. You're a captain. So obviously you lead. But it was kind of cool seeing Neville step up a little bit today for those D linemen. Did you challenge other guys, or is that just them taking on that responsibility?
No, that's just them taking on that responsibility. You know, they got that in them, that leadership in them. So, you know, they take on that responsibility and do what they have to do to get us going. So, you know, it's definitely good to see, you know, older guys doing that stuff. And, you know, I can't do nothing but follow because, you know, those are older guys. You know, I got to listen to those other guys. They my OGs. So, that's, you know, when they speak up, I listen.
Hey, the message from Ruff was to keep it simple. And obviously you have Bob Diaco's energy. How did that translate on game day for you?
I feel like it translated really well, you know, because Ruff, you know, like to keep it simple. And, you know, it just allowed us, you know, fly around the ball, you know, get around the ball and just make plays. So that's really was the biggest thing that was preached, was just, you know, keep it simple. And just fly with effort.
Hey, final quick thought before I let you go. You guys had an opportunity to maybe struggle, maybe give in a little bit. You didn't. What kept you guys focused and up today?
Just continuing to fight. That's what we built off of. That's what we made of. It's, you know, it's OU. That's what we do. We fight. So, you know, any type of adversity that came towards us, we just continue to fight.
Congrats on the win, man.
Appreciate it.
It's Kenneth Murray. Teddy, I know he's a guy that's been near and dear to your heart because he's a guy that gets it. He understands that tradition. He understands everything that OU football is about. And when you see a youngster like that step up and take on the challenge like he has to be a leader as just a sophomore, it's pretty impressive stuff.
Yeah, he's a tough kid. He wants to play really well. He wants to improve week in and week out. He's an emotional leader. He's a physical leader. So here's what you have to remind yourself of. He's a true sophomore, okay? So there's plenty of good football to come from Kenneth Murray.
And I think this is correct. If it's not, just go with it. But this is the first time he's played the same position 2 years in a row. Kenneth Murray
right.
has been a guy that throughout his career has moved from the outside to, I think, even in the secondary for a while early in his career. And now here he is. As Ruffin McNeil told us, the mic's got to be the mic. And that sounds simple, but it's true. The mic's got to be the microphone out there. He's got to be the guy that leads the charge. And I don't necessarily know if there were huge numbers today. It's 11 tackles on the game. It's pretty big time. A sack as well, too. It's a pretty big time game from Kenneth Murray out there.
It was a big day, big game from him, and you come to expect it. That's what he puts out there week in, week out. A lot of effort, a lot of physical play, physical tackles. And, yes, the mic has to be the mic, meaning he's got to control that defense. Everything's got to come from him, the close call, the adjustments, getting people lined up, making sure the personnel's right, making sure everyone has the down and distance, and Kenneth Murray does a good job with that.
Coach, how impressed are you with Kenneth Murray and the job that he's done in stepping up? And as Teddy points out, as a true sophomore.
Oh, I think he's great. I really do. You know, obviously, I think last year it hurt him, as many tackles as he had, but it hurt him. He overran things. He is so fast, and he can't get the brakes applied quite quick enough. This year he hadn't done that. That one play over there in front of our bench was super because that guy was getting ready to turn the gears mm-hmm. on, and he came out of nowhere and nailed him for like a yard gain.
Well, one other guy who we didn't get an opportunity to talk to one-on-one with the media, our own Jessica Coody was able to catch up with anyway down on the field afterwards. So we've heard from Trey Brown, courtesy of Sooner Sports TV. Here's Parnell Motley.
End of games.
Oh, no, man. It's something to party, man. I always get back to come back, get some game selling, man. Just get some type of redemption, man. So that's a party, man. Always been a party, man. Get some game selling at the end of the day.
What was the difference there in the second half? You guys hold TC to just a field goal.
Different in the second half. We went in the game plan, see what was going on. They was hitting up with a lot of screens, a lot of lower stuff and dipping dunks. So just had to slow it down, get back to we was playing in the first quarter, and slow things down and get back to playing OU football.
This performance by the defense, how can you guys build off of that?
We just keep building off a great win like this. But we got a load of points down, 27. Got to keep getting better as a defense. It's all about being a part of each other, man. It's all playing together at the end of the day. So great win. It's a joy for the weekend. But next week, let's get ready for Kansas State.
That's the closer, Parnell Motley. I kind of like that. You know, he's had three basic game-ending interceptions so far this season. And, you know, Gabe brought up a really good point because there was a part during the game where I don't know if we really truly grasped just how many defensive backs were playing, Ted. And while Trey, well, you obviously did, but maybe down on the field for someone like me, it didn't really resonate until you started realizing just how much 11 was out on the field, 11 being Parnell Motley's number. And, Trey Brown started the game, and they had a defensive alignment where Trey Norwood was the other starter and Motley didn't start. But he played a lot, and when he got the opportunity to, the big fourth down tackle, the interception late that set up, you know, the Sooners hanging half a 100 on him, not a bad day for Motley, was
no,
it?
It was a good day. It's tough to be, you know, where you're not out there every series. You don't exactly know, you know, play in, play out, where you're going to be, if you're going to be on the field. So whenever you've got your opportunities, you got to make the most of them. He did that. You pointed out, big fourth down stop, and it was a big one. Nice tackle on Collins when he tried to tuck and run it. And if he would have converted that, maybe they can get a touchdown there, and all of a sudden we're in a battle. Who knows what happens down the stretch. But a good play, and also the interception was crucial, huge, and that just sealed the entire football game.
Final score, 52-27. Sooner fans, satisfy all your catering needs this season by visiting any Chick-fil-A location in Oklahoma City or the Chick-fil-A location in Norman right off Main Street, where Teddy and I try to have lunch every single
That's
Wednesday.
Right.
And listen to Sooner Sports Talk presented by AT&T with head coach Lincoln Riley on Tuesdays from Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue in Norman. Sooner fans can also stop by and visit with Coach Riley from 7 to 8 p.m. All right, Toby's going to rejoin us to wrap it up. I kind of had to fast to one thing. A storyline that I thought was going to play out today that honestly had me worried for the last couple of days was the field, Coach, and how much rain they had had. And I think, you know, they had a couple of instances here or there, but I don't think it played that big of a factor today, Ted.
Nope.
We had the clumping up, if you will. You had a couple of issues with maybe a few areas where it doesn't necessarily look all that great, but footing ended up not being a problem despite all the rain they had this week and the weather. The wind played a bit of a factor on a few kick returns. Pretty perfect day for football, wasn't
it? No,
it
was a little windy early. It was cool early, but when it cleared out and the sun came out, I think the field dried up nicely and wasn't a factor down the stretch.
By the way, this breeze you're getting up here was not felt in the second half down on the sideline.
No?
I need to make that very clear right now. It was smoking down there at one point. So,
really?
As always, kudos to Benny Wiley. Kudos to Tiff Bird and their staffs and making sure this team is in the best shape possible. All right, now I have to give it up. Toby's coming back on the Bud Light post-game show. We will hear from CeeDee Lamb as we wrap things up from Amon G. Carter Stadium. Oklahoma knocks off TCU 52-27, and this is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Chevy offers three great trucks, so you can find the right truck to fit your lifestyle. Maybe you want the efficiency of the midsize Chevy Colorado. Check. Or the dependability of Chevy Silverado 1500. Check. Or the towing confidence of Chevy Silverado HD. Check, check, and check. No matter which Chevy truck you choose, there's no wrong answer. Checkmate. Chevy drives Oklahoma. Find new roads.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement, free to download at mercy.net/OUguide. It explains what joint replacement involves, so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OUguide and get back to living fully.
If you're like me and you love... I mean, if you have a... thing, then cutting the cord is scary. But then I found out I could switch to DirecTV Now and still get the live sports I love. No satellite needed, no bulky hardware, no annual contract. Just
get the live sports you love. DirecTV Now. Visit DirecTVNow.com. DirecTV Now. More for your thing. That's our thing. Compatible devices required. Sold separately. Service renews and is billed monthly until canceled. Charges, exclusions, and restrictions apply.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Pipes will work perfectly until the moment they don't. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when the usual storms, fallen debris, and sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store. AAA Insurance, official sponsor of OU Athletics.
That was a great game. You believe we came back and won?
Never doubted him for a minute.
What are you doing?
We've been drinking.
I don't know about you, but I can't afford a DUI. call my ride to pick us up.
Yeah, great idea. I need to save my money for layoffs.
Oh, yeah.
A DUI can be very costly in a number of ways. Together, we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
We're all united in our concern for those affected by Hurricane Michael. United Ways across the region are helping communities face the devastating effects of this storm and offering hope and help when and where it's needed most. United Way has created the United Way Michael Recovery Fund to support local communities impacted by this hurricane. To find out how you can help those impacted by natural disasters, visit unitedway.org. unitedway.org.
Sooner football has been brought to you by Mercy. Your life is our life's work. And by Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, with agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. This is the Bud Light Post Game Show.
Collins has missed on seven straight passes. Back to pass again. Looking left, throws left, intercepted. Motley's got it at the 10, to the 5, and he's hit at the 3, out of bounds at the 2-yard line. He threw it right to Parnell Motley, and you can unhitch the wagon. Put the ponies in the bar. After a two-week layoff, Oklahoma has come into the Metroplex, and they are on their way to redeeming themselves. Another late fourth-quarter interception for Parnell Motley. Sooner football brought to you by Whataburger. The one and only A1 Thick and Hearty Burger is back, and only at your local Whataburger. The official 2018 There's Only One Oklahoma shirt and hat from Norman-based Top of the World, available now. For the complete list of retailers, visit oneoklahomafan.com. Back down to the locker room one more time. Chris Plank's interview with C.D. Lamb.
Toby, we got three questions with C.D. Lamb. I think I said two. I may have lied. C.D., first and foremost, take us through the challenge today against a physical secondary like TCU. You were able to have success. What was the key?
Just do my part, do my job, and get the job done. I just want to do everything right. Hopefully, I don't get yelled at by any of my coaches and film. But I just want to help the team win. Honestly, with my success come off hard work and dependent and trust. Trusting my teammates, trusting they're going to get the job done, and I just contribute.
Overall, there was great energy on the sideline all day long. Even whenever TCU made a run, you guys never lacked any confidence, did you?
Yeah, I feel like you can't really lack any confidence, because it's a game of two halves, like I said, and they're going to be punches, and there's going to be some adversity. It's just all about how you're going to overcome it.
And a final thought, how do you feel now going forward? You always feel good, don't you?
Always feeling good, you know that. I can't tell you, it feels good to win again. Can't take any win, no matter what. 1 point, 2 points, 50 points, don't take no win for granted.
Congrats, buddy.
Thank you.
C.D. Lamb, Coach Merv, boy, what a 1-2 punch at wide receiver with that guy and Hollywood Brown. We're seeing a 1-2 punch develop at running back with Kennedy Brooks and Trey Sermon. And then you got the quarterback who knows what he's doing. I mean, this offense is something else.
Well, don't forget that automatic touchdown when you throw it to him either.
Lee Morris. How could I forget Lee Morris? Yeah, I mean, listen, what Baker did around here for a couple of years, 3 years, was amazing. This offense is just as dynamic, it seems.
It really is. I think that we did a pretty good job at the line of scrimmage of breaking it and gaining yards after that. Those two guys ran hard, but I know those guys were blocking hard too. And he's got a couple of little plays where he fakes it one way and goes the other way. He gets a lot of yards out of that too. I think they know what they want to do with it.
Teddy, that's what makes you believe if this defense could just be a skosh better. I mean, that offense is so good that if they could just be a little bit better, I mean, they got a chance to get back in this thing.
All you need is a couple of stops a game, maybe a turnover here and there, and let's not forget stout special teams play. You know, you've got to have good plays in special teams. At least be, you know, at least not lose the battle special teams-wise to the other team when it comes to field position. If you can do those things, at least force a tie in special teams and defensively get stops. Every now and then, maybe force a turnover. As good as our offense is, as good as Kyler Murray is, you can beat anyone.
All right, quick look at our Jana King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Second quarter, the only other Big 12 game today, Texas Tech leading Kansas, but only 10-3 right now. Jayhawks hanging around in that one. Fourth quarter, Michigan looks like they're going to get a win on the road. They lead Michigan State 21-7, about 2 minutes to go. Iowa beat Maryland today. 19th-ranked Iowa moves to 6-1, 23-0 shutout. In overtime, Temple upsets number 20 Cincinnati, 24-17. Wisconsin moves to 5-2. They beat Illinois 49-20. Second quarter, Alabama up at Tennessee 28-0. Coach, they put 28 points on the board in the first quarter of that game.
Did they get any more after that?
I just started the second, so we'll see. Number three, Clemson leading NC State, 16th-ranked NC State, 14-0 in the second. Second quarter, number 15, Washington up on Colorado, 14-10. Second quarter, Penn State trailing Indiana 14-13. Still to come later tonight, good one in Baton Rouge. Number 5, LSU gets Mississippi State. 6 o'clock, Josh Heupel's undefeated UCF Golden Knights at East Carolina. 6 o'clock, number 21, South Florida hosting UConn. 6:30, number 2, Ohio State goes to Purdue tonight. ESPN Game Day is in Pullman, Washington, where it's 6:30 tonight. Mike Leach and his 25th-ranked Washington State Cougars will host 12th-ranked Oregon. And at 6:30, number 14, Kentucky and Vanderbilt. No upsets yet today in college football. Maybe we still got something coming later tonight. We'll see. That's your Jana King clean sweep of scores from around the country. Jana King is the king of clean. We need one more post-game timeout. We'll put a bow on a 52-27 Sooner victory today here in Cowtown. When we come back, this is Sooner Football from Learfield.
Attention anyone consumed with tax problems. Holston Tax Resolution, Oklahoma's largest tax resolution firm, wants to put you back on track to financial freedom. Do you owe the IRS thousands of dollars? Did you know the IRS can garnish over 90% of your paycheck, wipe out your bank account, take your car, and even your house? Don't let it go that far. Call Holston Tax today at 405-246-0169. That's 246-0169. Or log on to holstontax.com to schedule a free consultation at an office near you.
At Cardiovascular Health Clinic, we value our teachers and the work they do for Oklahoma families. That's why we're contracted providers of Global Health and Health Choice, giving us the opportunity to offer most of our outpatient procedures with low or zero out-of-pocket expense for teachers and state employees. Learn more about your benefits and our procedures for leg pain, migraines, blood pressure, osteoarthritis, and many others. Call today or book a consultation online at cbhealthclinic.com. Cardiovascular Health Clinic, healthcare solutions without the scars.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
The Learfield Directors' Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Directors Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Directors' Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma Sooners, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you. Because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Boomer Sooner.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. We at Whataburger are all about quality. From the time that you hit the door to the time that you leave, because that's what customers expect.
It's always a great experience here, no matter what time of day.
They're always going to be consistent, and you're going to get exactly what you expect every time you come here.
The quality of the food is what makes Whataburger Whataburger.
The first bite makes you feel all warm and happy inside.
Good quality, great service. That's what keeps me coming back.
It's your hometown Whataburger. Quality like no other.
Third and goal from the one.
Kyler under center again, I formation. Takes the football. He's going to throw, looks in zone, lobs in zone. Carson Myers got it. It's a touchdown. A one-yard touchdown pass from Kyler Murray to Carson Myers. The stadium started to empty out a long time ago. 5-4.
Well, it started kind of empty.
Win column, Sooners. Game over. Oklahoma gets a big road win today in Fort Worth. Final score, Sooners 52 and Frogs 27. Welcome back for the final time to the press box here at Amon G. Carter Stadium. Toby Rowland, Merv Johnson, Teddy Lehman with you. Here's a few nuggets before we get out of here today. Sooners have now won 18 straight true road games, 39 straight games following a loss, 16 straight Big 12 road games. That's amazing. Turnover margins back to even now on the year after the Sooners go plus one today, thanks to the Parnell Motley pick. OU has now outscored their opponents 101-37 in the first quarter this year, and they've now scored on the opening drive 5 of 7 times. TCU came into today having held 4 of their 6 opponents to 17 points or less, gave up 52 to the Sooners today. Frogs' turnover margin now, Teddy, is minus 10 on the year.
It's unreal.
That's hard to get to.
It's unreal. And for a Gary Patterson team that usually is a plus team and is close to leading the league, that's just a strange stat for a Gary Patterson TCU football team.
Frogs averaging 4.5 three and outs on defense a game. They had one today. The Sooners only went 3 and out one time. All right, Coach, final thought?
Really, I think the best thing that happened today was coming back after halftime and doing what we did. Got off to a great start. Ran a kickoff back on us. We kind of panicked a little bit, and they hit two bombs on us. And now it's a ball game. And then, obviously at halftime, I felt like, is this thing going to continue on or what? But they went inside and came back out and ran away from them.
Looked like some good adjustments made at halftime today by the defense, by the offense, and as Stats Kelly pointed out, by the officiating crew as well, because they didn't call any penalties in the second half.
I think they got better the second half, too.
Nice,
but you're sure right. They did some change-up. One of the things was the running game with the offense. Second half, it opened up big time.
Exactly right. Chris, I think, has found a little rough in McNeil. Here's what OU's new defensive coordinator had to say after the game.
First, I asked that question. I was really proud of the staff. You know, a lot of staffs don't react or gel and handle transitions. And I was even prouder of the boys. The boys did a great job. The past 2 weeks, we've talked about it in some sessions with everybody, but really proud of the boys and the staff. And I'm just a spokesperson for them. I thought the effort was very close to what we were talking about, what we expected of them. And we talked about fundamental principles being at the forefront as well. Making plays, had opportunities out there. We knew we were facing a very talented TCU team, one of the fastest teams in the country, you know, skill-wise. But again, it's never the call. The kids are the call. And that's what we began telling them was whatever call we make, they're the call. And I thought that bred some ownership. Like last night, if they didn't like anything on the call sheet, they had permission to tell me and we would erase it because I want them to understand the call sheet. So proud of the boys, proud of the coaching staff.
It's good stuff. The mic is the mic and the call is the call.
There you go. It's simple, right? Simplicity.
When he says it, everything is so much easier. What'd you think today?
I thought, aside from some early ugly penalties and some poor early special teams play, all in all, a really good effort offensively and defensively. Offensively, I mean, this team, we're used to 50-point performances. That's just the norm with this crew, running the ball, throwing the ball. Defensively, I think this is a great start to the second half of the season. A momentum builder, a confidence builder for this team to continue their push, try and win a Big 12 championship.
It's
take a look at this week's upcoming Sooner Athletic events. We're back home next week, 2:30 kickoff against Bill Snyder's Kansas State Wildcats. They're going to be coming off a bye. 12:30 will be our pregame coverage for you. This look at upcoming OU events brought to you by Red Carpet Charters, the official motor coach carrier of OU. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together we can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information. I want to thank our great crew again today. Merv Johnson, Teddy Lehman, Gabe Eichert, Chris Plank, Rufus Alexander, Dennis Stats-Kelly, our spotter Greg Tripp Blackwood, engineer and producer Michael Dean, sideline engineer Tom Shores, and Chuck Updegrove running the show for us back in our Sooner Network studio. Final score one final time here from Amon G. Carter Stadium in Fort Worth, Texas. It was Oklahoma 52 and TCU 27. Until next Saturday, 2:30 kickoff, 12:30 our pregame show. This is Toby Rowland saying, Sooners win and Boomer Sooner, everybody.
Sooner football has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.